And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here we stand, this last Mass of Advent, and there are a few things that I think that can illustrate the season of Advent and this last moment as the chapel around us tonight. The Lord has provided for us a chapel that is almost completely decorated, yet among us are the relics of preparation, garlands awaiting to be put up, pine needles all over the floor, and if you were here a few hours ago, an intern covered in mud and sawdust. I think this is exactly what Advent has been about, and while we're still waiting, as the world around us is almost at the point of exhaustion with Christmas, we are just getting started. We are here still clothed in purple, still waiting. And if you're anything like me, you're asking yourself the question at this point, what has Advent all been about? Why are we doing this? Why are we waiting? On Advent Sunday, Father George laid out the three comings of Christ. The coming of the Lord in the flesh in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. The coming of the Lord in glory to judge the quick and the dead at the end of time. And the coming of the Lord to our souls in the present. And our focus through Lent, through all the preaching we've heard, through the liturgy, is this preparation of our hearts for the Lord. We can prepare our hearts because the Lord has come in the flesh. Salvation has been opened to us in his incarnation, his passion, and his resurrection. And we prepare our hearts to receive the Lord who is to come in glory. We put off the works of darkness and take upon us the armor of light, because the Lord is coming again to judge, to bring light to the nations, to bring a renewed creation. All of our preparation, then, is that of the preparation of the bride for the bridegroom, the church for the Lord who is to come. So what has Advent all been about? Why are we doing this? And I think what Advent is about is very well illustrated by John the Baptist's threefold denial in our gospel lesson. Quote, and he confessed and denied not, I am not the Christ. And they asked, what then, art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. Everything that we have done through Advent is explained by John the Baptist's denial. I am not the Christ. Our fasting, our moderation, our prayer, our supplication, our taking up of greater spiritual practices is, as St. Gregory the Great put it, taking on the humility of John the Baptist. I am not the Christ. And I think this makes a lot of sense when we consider how this passage comes at Advent 4, when in Advent 3, St. John the Baptist's disciples go to him and ask him, art thou the Christ, or should we look for another? And John sends his disciples to go and find Christ. The largest barrier, the biggest obstacle to us receiving Christ into our hearts, to receiving the Lord Jesus, is that we think that we are Christ God. We think we are Savior and King. The Lord can't come to our soul until we say, I am not Christ, until we accept the Baptist's words, and say, I am not Christ, and then go and look for Christ, to seek Christ. How can we receive a Savior when we think, I am the Savior? This might sound simple enough. It might even sound like something we've done ages ago in our baptism when we renounced the works of Satan, when we embraced Christ as Lord. And so it's interesting that this, I am not the Christ, comes at the end of Advent in the words of John the Baptist. Might have made more sense at Advent 1 when the Lord, in an act of sovereignty and kingship, returns to the temple and cleanses the money changers, the obvious sinners, the obvious ones who have put up idols in the way of the Lord. But now we have John the Baptist, the crown of the prophets of the Old Testament, the righteous one who cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And he says, I am not the Christ. And I think this speaks to the progression of Advent. We've gone from a very base sin to a much more subtle one that those of us who have advanced in the spiritual life can still, on some level, say that we are the Christ. And so we have the Baptist. I am not the Christ. No matter where we are on our spiritual journey, this is what we must say. I am not the Christ. That's what this entire preparatory season has been about. Saying to our soul, I am not the Christ. But what then is it all for? Where do we go from here? The fast is drawing to a close, and the festival is at hand. But the feast fulfills the fast. Just like the analogy, as Father Mark used on Advent 2, the bicycle pedal, you push one down to bring the other up. The feast and the fast are not opposed to each other, but the fast is fulfilled in the feast, and we bring everything from the fast into and let it be transformed by the festival. To receive the Savior, we must confess, I am not the Christ. And for a time, this is a confession of penitence. This is a confession of self-denial, but it is coming to be a confession of faith, of joy. I am not the Christ. The Christ has come. Salvation is at hand. The baptism by water of repentance is given way to the baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins. And so all the work that we've done through this fast, we take with us into the feast. We let it explain how we live the feast. We don't just revert back to the world, the flesh, and the devil. We don't just revert back to licentiousness and debauchery, but we take the spiritual growth that we've made in Advent and bring it to the feast. And why do we do this? Because we're not commemorating a dead memorial. We're commemorating a living and incarnate Christ who is reigning in glory and who will come again. And we are moving towards him, to a new creation. Our prayer this Advent is, and it is every Advent, come, Lord Jesus, come. And soon we will pray, yea, Lord, we greet thee. This only makes sense because we have looked for the one who is the true Christ. I am not the Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.